Thunder Bay. We just needed one, said Lou Vesperini, the hero of the Thunder Bay North Stars come from behind win Saturday night over the visiting Wisconsin Lumberjacks. For 32 minutes, the North Stars were unable to crack Wisconsin goaltender Kyler Loden, who held them at bay for the entire 60 the night before, shutting down a potent Thunder Bay offense that had led the Superior International Junior Hockey League team to 7 straight wins. It was starting to look like a 2-game winless streak might be the storyline coming out of the rematch. Instead, Vesperini found the back of the net twice, including the electrifying game winner with 2:47 to go in regulation, and the Stars escaped with a 3-2 triumph. We had so many shots the past 2 games and they just didn't go in, said the Montreal native, who upped his season total to 5 with his effort. The dam finally broke at the 12:16 mark of the middle frame, Vesperini and Captain Hunter Forshew making a beeline for the Wisconsin goal, a solitary defender in their way. Vesperini faked a pass and fired low, beating Loden with a shot that never left the Fort William Gardens ice surface. I always say to the guys that goals are like bananas or grapes, they come in bunches, said Thunder Bay coach Rob DeGagne. It was big that we scored that goal because it just lifted all the weight off their shoulders and they said, geez, we can beat this guy, because, Loden, was playing good. He was looking like he wasn't going to let anything in. All of a sudden you get one and then you get another one and then the momentum changed. Trailing 2-1, the Stars, 8-2-0, evened it up midway through the third, Anthony Kuzenko completing a tic-tac-toe passing play, burying a redirected pass from Dmitry Triotis, Loden caught looking the other way on the bang-bang play. The winner came 7 minutes later, affiliate call-up Noah Broughton engineering the play and taking the initial shot, Vesperini charging the net and bashing home the winner, crashing into the end boards on his back, his arms pumping in celebration nonetheless. I just kept skating on, nose shot, and just skated my tail off to get there and score, Vesperini said of the winner, giving most of the credit to Broughton for making the play possible. Like they did on Friday, it was the Lumberjacks who struck first, Jake Smith beating Jordan Smith, who didn't dress on Friday night, with 55 seconds to go in the opening period. Ryder McMillan doubled the lead on the power play at 10:24 of the second, rifling a wrist shot from just inside the blue line that flew past Smith untouched into the Thunder Bay net. The Stars had a couple of great chances to net the equalizer in the early stages of the third. Vesperini found himself staring at an open net, but couldn't get his stick on the puck. 2 minutes later, a crease-hugging Jack Michaelis tipped a Raj Sanga shot, but the puck bounced into Loden's waiting glove. The North Stars are off for 8 days, returning to the ice next Sunday for a 5th straight home ice date with the Lumberjacks. Stargazing. Thunder Bay forward Dawson Lampe broke his jaw in 2 places on Friday and will miss 6 to 8 weeks. Wisconsin dropped to 3-4-1 with the loss. First period scoring, 1. Wisconsin, Smith 3, McMillan, 19:05. Penalties. Hacker Wiss, cross-checking, 2:16, second period scoring, 2. Wisconsin, McMillan 2, Weimer, 10:24 pp.3. Thunder Bay, Vesperini 4, Sanga, 12:16. Penalties. McMillan Wiss, tripping, 4:58, Sanga TB, cross-checking, 9:56. Third period scoring, 4. Thunder Bay, Kuzenko 2, Triotis, Young, 10:06. 5. Thunder Bay, Vesperini 5, Broughton, 17:13. Penalties. None. Game data. SOG, Wisconsin the 14th to the 12th of March 29, Thunder Bay the 9th to the 16th of September 34. Power plays, goals chances, Wisconsin, 1-1, Thunder Bay, 0-2, goaltenders, Wisconsin, Kyler Loden, Thunder Bay, Jordan Smith, A, 250.